Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Officials in Phoenix, Arizona say tens of thousands of protesters gathered downtown last night outside of the president's campaign rally. And afterward, Mayor Greg Stanton praised the crowds for remaining mostly peaceful.
They came and participated in our democracy inside this convention center, outside the convention center, and did so civilly and peacefully.
That is the mayor of Phoenix. It's where we find Alex Stone, who was at the rally last night. Alex, first let's start off with those protests outside. Sounds like a lot of people. Was it surprising at all that there weren't more clashes?
Well, good morning, guys. There were a few, and it was more clashes between police and the protesters. And we were out here. Now the streets are pretty much empty at this time, but only a few hours ago, it was police trying to clear these streets. There were probably somewhere between 5,000 and 10,000 protesters who were here. The president, when he started, told the crowd that there weren't many protesters, that they could trust him, that there weren't many outside. There were actually a lot who were outside, and in the end, they did not want to clear the streets, and police ended up using tear gas, pepper spray, rubber balls shot at some of the protesters, and we were caught up in the pepper spray and the tear gas as well, and it had the effect, the intended effect, on the protesters, and they ended up clearing the streets. In the end, four people were arrested. The arrest numbers weren't all that high. Seems like the tear gas worked. It got a lot of people to go home.
All right, so where's the president this morning? He's staying in Arizona, right?
He is here this morning. He is at a resort in Scottsdale, a resort that was popular with President Obama when he was in office. It's a swanky resort. He's going to be heading up to Reno today. He's going to be giving a speech there. He'll be leaving in about 8 hours from right now, so he's still in town for a little while. No more public events here. He'll be heading up to Reno this afternoon and then give that speech.
The president's speech last night is much different than the one we saw him give on Monday night. So he was off the teleprompter, kind of ad-libbing a few things, right?
Yeah, this was the President Trump that we know from rallies, that he goes off prompter. It was somewhat surprising he even had a prompter last night. Many rallies he doesn't have a prompter, but he was on and off the prompter all night long. The speech went well over an hour, closer to 90 minutes. It went on for a long time, and he touched on a lot of things. Much of the speech was an assault on the media, of going after the media, saying that the media lies, talking about and defending his remarks on Charlottesville, saying it's the media giving a platform to white nationalist groups and that he condemns them and that he feels like it's the media that makes it into something that he didn't say and didn't make it into. He also, without naming names, refusing to name anybody specifically, but very clear who he was talking about, went after Arizona's two Republican senators, John McCain and Jeff Flake, saying that they are weak on health care after John McCain voted no on the health care bill, saying that they are weak on border security and on crime in Arizona. He has made it very clear that he's unhappy with Jeff Flake. He seems to be backing, although he hasn't officially endorsed, Flake's primary opponent, and seems to be going after McCain in many ways as well. So it was he had a lot of words that he wanted to say overnight.
Now, there was a lot of speculation going into this yesterday that he was going to pardon former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio, but that didn't happen, right?
It did not happen, and there were a lot of people on both sides of the aisle saying, don't do it, Mr. President. That is too heated of a topic here in Arizona right now. In fact, the current Maricopa County Sheriff is pretty much the anti-Arpaio. He has come in and he has turned back a lot of what Arpaio did while he was in office here for the many years. For folks who were here, they come down on both sides, and it is a very heated topic right now. But he did begin to go down that road. He insinuated that a pardon is likely coming. He said that Arpaio has no reason to worry, that he should feel fine. We have known that the president has said he is seriously considering a pardon, and one could be coming soon.
All right, that is Alex Stone joining us in Phoenix, where the president gave a campaign-style rally last night.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!